I got to the cemetery and the gate was locked. So I climbed over it, at least I wasn't blocked. I came across an interdimensional time warp. I heard it was sponsored by none other than Citicorp. Take a load off Ringo. Take a load for free. Take a load off Ringo. Mary Gates, here we agree. Mary Gates was there, and she looked kind of confused. She traveled through time and she was not amused. 1 minute she was getting food for her lord. One thing you can say is she was not bored. Take a load off Irving. Take a load for free. Take a load off Irving. Mary Gates here, standing next to a tree. Ringo was there, and of course, there was Bruce. When you looked at him, you'd be prone to self-abuse. Then Ringo tried to explain what happened to Mary Gate, and whether it was something he could alleviate. Take a load off Brucey. Take a load for free. Take a load off Brucey. Mary Gate's here, and I have to pee. Ringo did explain it, but Mary couldn't understand. It wasn't something that she would have planned. But how could she understand the nuances of time? That's harder to grasp than J. Smilkstein. Take a load off Jugular. Take a load for free. Take a load off Jugular. Mary Gates here. Time to call the FCC. Eventually, she found her way back home. And as far as I know, she no longer roams. She decided the simple life was good enough for her. It's not the best world, but the one that she prefers. Take a load off Ringo. Take a load for free. Take a load off Ringo. Mary Gates not here, we agree.